Welcome to Kakubri Book Week podcast. With me is founder himself, John Dean.
Hello.
Hello, John. And also fellow committee member Jerry Hassan is here.
Hello.
Jerry, welcome. So, not long to go insofar as the launch, which will be on the 1st of November.
Yeah.
Book Week will be launched, and the dates are going to be the end of February, beginning of March next year for a week-long event here in the beautiful town of Kakubri. John, this is your brainchild. We've run it once and then the dreaded COVID got in the way. How's it shaping up this time?
It's looking really good. We've got some absolutely terrific stuff. Good fiction, good non-fiction, poetry, prose, song, film, all sorts really. So yeah, it's looking really good. And it'll be great to be back, because having had to cancel it twice over COVID, yeah, we were really disappointed, and now we get the chance to show what the town can do.
And this is really based on local authors, as is Jerry. I mean, he lives here in Kakubri. Mm. We'll come to you in a minute, Jerry, but the emphasis on our book week is to some extent local, isn't it?
It is local, and there are a number of commercially published writers and local writers groups. But I think as it develops over the years, we'll bring in writers from
further afield.
From further afield, you know, other towns and districts really, and just give the people in the area, you know, expose them to all sorts of different stuff.
And it's part of Kakubri's rich tapestry of events, because next weekend here there's a food festival on.
Yeah.
And again, we're showcasing all the local chefs in that. And Book Week, when I was reading through the programme, and it's in a variety of different venues across Kakubri, it is showcasing all those local ones, as it is with Jerry Hassan, who's here. And Jerry is... Well, should I say it's going to be an interesting talk, your talk, because you've got a book out, The Case for Independence, Scotland Rising, which is out, and I've read a couple of the reviews on it, which are tremendous. So, exciting times for you, Jerry.
Yes, they are. I think one of the first things you find when you're writing a book, you do ask yourself why and what you want to, you know, contribute to in so doing. And when I was writing a book which is called Scotland Rising, The Case for Independence, I knew what I wasn't wanting to do. I wasn't wanting to be over partisan. I was wanting to kind of try and flesh out the kind of array and nuance of the debate and explore the case for independence. There's a case against independence and for the union, and try and get a debate that is beyond the certainty of, I find it particularly, kind of annoying is the right word. I would usually use something stronger here, but a debate that is about two versions of certainty: a Scottish nationalism that just thinks independence, never mind any consequences, and a British nationalism that thinks kind of the same about the union. And that's not where I think a large part, if not maybe most, Scottish public opinion is. They don't get a chance to get into that debate of certainty.
No, exactly. And it's going to be a fascinating debate when that one comes around in March. And the book is now out. It's called Scotland Rising. I'm giving it a plug, Jerry, whilst we're here. But it's not just the book. It's Kakubri and the bigger picture, because that's what's brought you here, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, what was it that attracted you to Kakubri?
Oh, that's such a brilliant question, and has so many levels to try and answer, to try and do it quickly. Myself and my partner Rosie knew Kakubri, have known it over the last 25 years, known Dumfries and Galway, have friends here, and so we knew this kind of like, this kind of the warmth and the, as we've all alluded to, the amazing array of things going on. And we also had a story about, we had lived 30 years in Glasgow by the time we were leaving, and we wanted to, we'd kind of done Glasgow and loved it, but wanted to experience life in a somewhere different, outside the Central Belt, smaller community. We knew Kakubri, we knew the positives of it.
And it is fantastic. And John, you've been here quite a while now.
Yeah, I've been here nearly 5 years, and the thing that strikes me about Kakubri is people do stuff.
Yeah.
People go and support, you know, jazz festivals and food festivals and book weeks, that they'll do things and support it and turn out really. And I think, you know, not every town's like that.
No, and your style of writing though comes on the back of a career in journalism over in Hull, where you're a crime reporter.
Yeah.
And now your style of writing is crime writing.
Well, I'm a crime writer, and we've got a couple of crime writing events, really. But yeah, I mean, I'm fascinated by crime and what makes people break the law and commit murder and all that kind of stuff, really. But the idea of Book Week is to give people the opportunity to go to events of types of genres they might not have
listened
been
to
exposed
or
to before.
Yeah. I said listen to them because I suppose for a second I was thinking of an audiobook, which seemed to be getting more and more popular, I suppose. Is there opportunity as an author John, to automatically get your books turned into audiobooks? Is that something the publishers have to do for you?
Well, the publisher has to do it, and mine, some of mine are turned into audiobooks.
Okay.
And I think that, Jerry will probably read that they're the coming thing, really. For all I love
reading,
you know, podcast, audiobooks seem to be growing.
Mm. I think you're right there. And well, you're partly right, is my humble opinion here. Audiobooks are a brilliant way. People love them for relaxation, going on holiday, etc. But it's like, you know, the Kindle was going to be the new thing. I was really against the Kindle because I love physical books. And the physical book is both an idea, and we know from, you know, things like how people listen to music as well and all that, people want choice, but they love the feel of things. And so I'm really pro book in the real form, as well as, you know, audiobooks are great.
Yeah, and then the next step is to come to a book week or a book festival where you actually get to meet the author, chat to them about their work, meet like-minded people who are interested in the same genre, etc. Come to talks and lectures and debates, and really get your teeth.
Are approachable and what happy to chat and happy to answer questions and meet the people, you know, meet the people who buy the books, really.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, you know, if sometimes, I'm not suggesting Kirkcudbright Book Week, but I have been at book festival events where there's been a right good stushy, you know. I've been at one, it was Inverness Book Festival, where I won't say the author, somebody got up and said, you, it was seriously true about 10 years ago, you owe me £20 from 1975. And the author said, no, I don't. And they had a stushy. So we obviously don't want to invite that sort of thing, but a little bit of like disagreement, agreeable disagreement, is a good thing as well.
Good. So remind us of the dates, John, because we're sending this podcast out. The official launch is the 1st of November, but the dates for the festival are...
Monday the 27th of February through to Saturday the 4th of March next year.
Excellent. 2023. Yeah. Now, there is a relevance in that early March date, isn't there? Because it is World Book Week?
World Book Day is on the Thursday, which is for young people. So we've got events for young readers. Also, it means that we don't clash with Big Lit and Wigton. So it also means that we're the first in the year. And also it means that with March, daylight starting to come back, winter's starting to recede, hopefully. And it's kind of a celebration of the fact that we can go and do stuff.
Yeah. Oh, it's so exciting. So official launch is the first. The full programme will be out. This podcast will go up just before it. Mm-hmm. And then once we've got the launch, Jerry, I think, is going to join me. And we're going to grab some authors, aren't we, and have a chat with them.
That's right.
About what's happening with them, but not necessarily give the game away of what they're going to talk about, because, again, we'll record those sessions when we get to the book week. But I think we're going to invite a few authors along to just tell us a little about themselves.
That's right.
I think people
find that interesting, to listen to the authors talking about the writing process. I think that's fascinating, really.
Yeah. No, super. Gentlemen, thank you. This will go up on Kirkcudbright Book Week podcast.
Excellent.
And we'll do some more soon. Thank you.